Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, before we go to Linda Kearns with her playbook for New Jersey, Dom Giordano Show, Bruce Springsteen is struck again. This time, this with the backdrop, he knows exactly what he's doing. The concert in Germany at the site of what was built for the 1936 Olympics. You get it? Hitler, the Olympics, Sieg Heil, Jesse Owens tore them apart there, knocking down their supremacy and all the rest of it. But Springsteen thinks at that venue, how appropriate to talk about Trump and MAGA and where America is now. The 1936 Hitlerian Olympics. When you go that way, buddy, you're losing. You are losing up and down the line. You got nothing. Not going to wash. That's why we don't take Hitler and things like this and the side question and all that. It's singular. It's one of a kind. There's nothing like it, no matter how you strain to make that case. All right, Linda Kearns is one of the two major people really responsible, in addition to the Trump campaign at the upper level, yada, yada, yada. And there was something she did that we're honoring that she says at Delaware Valley Journal today. Can New Jersey's Cheddarelli benefit from the Pennsylvania playbook? What was the playbook? We know the Presler part of this. He'll be there, too. And do we fully know the Kearns part of it, which was critical in persuading people, I believe, to vote by mail effectively? Let's go to Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, it's great to be on. And I've been listening to you try to gin up support for yourself in this debate next week. That's not fair. You have 3 hours a day to convince the listeners that you're a better debater. So you're already trying to, you know, put the thumb on the scale. So I know. So don't think you're getting away with it.
It only takes me 2 seconds. Now, you did hear us say, I have three plaques. I told the guy, hold on to one. I might put, instead of Dom Giordano, he made a mistake. All three of them say Don Giordano, giving you the award. Out of the three, I was thinking you're the one that should get the Don Giordano Award.
Wait, what, with the misspelled name?
Well, you know how they always say, Linda, they don't say Dom. Don is easier to say. I love you, Don, that kind of thing.
Hey, will Dan be there next week? Because I have a present for him.
Oh, wait a minute. Yes, he will be there.
Okay.
We're working up a father's, sort of motif there with him. That's great. That's very nice. So, Go ahead.
Yeah, so you want to talk about my article today.
Yes.
And Dom, you actually inspired it, honestly, because the last time I was on, you said, oh, Linda, you know, you won Pennsylvania. And I realize people say that, but it was a team effort. And what we did, the Republican National Committee, it took so many different parts to win that election that not one person can take credit for it. And that's why, you know, I'm saying in New Jersey, they really have to, and I know the RNC will, employ this multidisciplinary approach so that they do everything that's needed to win an election.
Yeah, but one of the key things with our listeners, and I would advise them too, to talk with you. I don't know who the Jersey person is, or we'll lend you across the bridge a little bit. You're compelling to make the case that you're so on top of it. And even then, it's very difficult, but you're in court constantly. You called us on Labor Day when they put up that illegal signage for SEPTA of Kamala Harris, and they had made it appear the Eagles were endorsing her. On Labor Day, Dan and I were on, and you were even crazier. You were sitting at your desk for hours. And that struck listeners that, yes, you can vote, and the compromise was to vote by mail, but show up and hand it in if you wanted to do that. Jersey has early voting. I'm not sold, Linda, in what they did in the primary. Scott Presler is my guiding stone on this either. We're not sold that enough of them are doing that. And if they don't in Jersey, right there, for whatever the reasoning is, it's like a football game, and we're playing for 30 minutes, 60 minutes, and they're playing the whole year.
Right. Well, the general will be a lot different than the primary. The party usually can't get too involved in the primary, and it can in the general. And New Jersey has two really distinct idiosyncrasies regarding elections that Pennsylvania doesn't have. I mean, it has a lot of other idiosyncrasies, but we can talk about that on another show. But the two election things are they have a huge amount of independent, unaffiliated voters that they're neither Republicans or Democrats. 36% of the voters are not affiliated with either party. That is a huge number because when campaigns try to target voters, they'll obviously try to target their own party because those people will vote for their candidate. When you have those unaffiliated voters, you need a really good data guy and you need teams to figure out if those voters want to vote for you. And then you have to target them because you don't want to turn out voters that won't vote for you. So that's a huge challenge in New Jersey. Huge number of unaffiliated voters. The other challenge in New Jersey is, for whatever reason, is our friends across the bridge, they don't vote. The last three the last three gubernatorial elections, 2021, 2017, 2013, only 40% of the electorate showed up to vote, about 40% in each one. That is a really low number. 60% of the registered voters stayed home, and that's been consistent the last three elections. So what they need to do is they need to figure out, obviously need to turn out their Republicans, but also figure out of those 36% that are unaffiliated, who will tend to vote Republican, who wants to hear the Republican message, turn them out and target your message to them. And then just realize that you need turnout. New Jerseyans, they appear to not want to vote. Back in Christie's first election, there was a 47% turnout, a little bit higher. That's still a disgrace, but a little bit higher. And he managed to get more votes than there were Republicans in the state. And Cittarelli's going to have to do the same thing. But because the demographics are a little bit different, he's also going to have to get a huge chunk of those unaffiliated voters. So it's a long road to November.
Yeah, without a doubt. Now, at the level, your sources and the we're trying to get Michael Whatley on to ask him directly, too, with the RNC. I'm not sure if this is the winning issue, but I like the website so far, and I like the way it's being done. Mikey made William made millions. This can she become the face of what Congress has been doing to go from, I think it was like 700,000 to like 5 or 6 million easily in a relatively brief period of time. People don't like that, but it's not something you see every day. But if hammered, they really don't like it. And I think they don't like her saying, well, her husband handles the finances, essentially.
Right. So what you're kind of saying is find something that's unlikable about her, because that is another key to, for a Republican winning an election. And that's what helped us in 2024, that Harris was unlikable and everything the Dems were doing, you know, starting with Biden, was really unlikable. So they have to find something that really makes her really unlikable, because people will tend to vote for the Democrat if they're just kind of like a neutral person. So they have to find something that is absolutely unlikable. And that's one thing, and hopefully they'll uncover others. And I, you know, Dom, I was just looking at the voter rolls from Pennsylvania, and I was looking at who turned out in the primary, and I just randomly picked like 10 people that I know who voted in November, and I, because you can see people's voters' records. It's public data if you get the file from the state. I just randomly picked 10 people, some family members, some friends. They didn't even bother to show up in the primary. These are people that voted in November. And then come May, they didn't vote in the primary. And that's unfortunately what happens. People show up in these presidential elections and don't show up in these off-year elections. And that's why we have to really, really, you know, work on turning our voters out in New Jersey if we're going to win.
Well, the big thing here, too, that's universally true. They show up for Trump, and we got to get them to realize. And I think President Trump, I won't bring you into that, but I've said it many times, he's got to do a better job of being explicit on this. I don't want to be sitting around 2 years if we lose the midterms. This is a precursor of this. You got to come out and do that. I mean, he just has to be all out saying that, and you got to get some kind of, if he's on the ballot, we're going to have turnout. That's the problem. So, Linda, when we debate a week from tomorrow, Leslie Fishapine came up with something pretty good, we think. Who will be easier for AI to replace? Lawyers like you or big mouth talk show hosts like me? That's one.
Oh, that'll be over in 5 seconds, you.
Okay. All right, good. We're going to put that on the docket. We're going to put that on the docket. And also,
what about Dan versus Matt DeSantis?
Yeah.
Is that going to make it?
Well, part of me likes it. There are a lot of people like Ro and I think somewhat Dan to think that could get sticky. I think we could conduct that without stickiness. I think we're both, you know, able to do that.
Dan doesn't want us to do that, though. How about something about your Italian heritage? How about, was The Sopranos an accurate depiction of what Italian Americans are really like?
Oh, okay. All right. You might. I'll mark that one down. Well, it was accurate in the sense of great art, you know, that kind of stuff, and kind of amplifying it.
But not the crime and the murder?
No, not the crime and the murder. I'll put it down, though, as something. And if you get more during the week, we're interested in getting something really fun going. How about your Elvis stuff, though? Would you be able to debate Elvis is the face of American entertainment? We think Sinatra is.
Oh, please. Well, first of all, I know so much more about this topic than you do. I mean, Tom, I kind of feel bad because I think this debate's going to be over in like 5 seconds and then everyone's going to just feel really sorry for you.
Oh,
are you ready
God.
For that?
All right. So you want to do the Elvis debate then? Okay.
Oh, I could easily do that. I love Frank Sinatra, but he's no Elvis.
Well, look, I love Elvis, but I'm telling you, 100 years from now, they're not going to remember Elvis. Frank Sinatra is going to be remembered.
They will remember Taylor Swift.
No, they're not going to.
Oh,
already, it's faded. Yeah. All right. So.
And look, and in honor of Brian Wilson, who I absolutely loved, who was absolutely amazing. He has a great place in musical history, but he's just not quite Elvis.
He's nowhere near. Elvis is on the Mount Rushmore. There's no doubt of the Big Four. Yeah. But he's not Sinatra. Sinatra would laugh at that. I'll start already.
Oh, please. How many people are visiting Sinatra's house every year? None.
Well, he had several houses, you know. He wasn't bankrupt like Elvis was.
Well, everyone's going to Graceland. Come on.
All right. Dan, write these down. She's giving away everything I have to counter here.
She's giving you all the details.
Yeah.
I heard my name mentioned with the Matt DeSantis debate. But
yes.
The reason why I'm so against it, Linda, is I don't know who's better, me or Matt, but the last thing I want is negativity levied towards another producer here at the station.
I wouldn't
on a
do
show that.
That
I produce.
I would not do that. I would not. Matt DeSantis,
no, I know you
wouldn't, unbelievable
but
guy.
I don't want any, like, hey,
no.
You know, yeah, so.
But there's nothing negative to say about Matt. So
that's very true. That's very true.
That would be an easy debate.
Henry's over here like,
I don't know about that.
I was just trying to tease Dan. Dan. I love everybody.
All right. We got three or four here, but if you have another one on the spur of the moment, literally, you could hit me with it in mid-sentence. I'm so confident I'll go down that path.
Okay. All right.
All right. Be ready.
I'm completely ready. And you know, if people take in away anything from my article, which is on the Delaware Valley Journal site, and you can get it on my X account too, is that you have we're talking to a closed audience. Your anyone's listening to you on the radio, they're going to vote. We have to get to the people that aren't listening to you on the radio. Right. We have to get to the people who aren't reading the newspaper, who aren't watching the news, and that means that us going to our friends and family and really encouraging them to get out to vote. That's what it took in 2024, and that's what's going to take in 2025 in New Jersey.
Well, I do hope they consult with you, Linda, in all sincerity. It's very doable, and there are big lessons here that absolutely
work. Can I just make one point? Linda, did you get Matt DeSantis a gift, too?
Oh, please, yeah. I got him one of those inaugural diet
Cokes. Oh, you're talking to the pastor. I'm talking like, I heard you mention that you have a gift for me coming up. Do you have a gift for Matt, too? Because I think that might show where your true allegiances lie. If you're buying me gifts, but not Matt.
Matt's not going to be at Mulligan's, though. If he was going to be at Mulligan's, I would be bringing him a present,
you know,
and it would be 10 times better than the present I bring for you, Dan.
He will be at Rich's event over in Cape May, and that's only 5 minutes away, so we could put him in there, and then I'd have to attack
Linda,
him.
Linda, can we borrow your helicopter for the day?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm bringing my nephew. He minors in communications, so he really wants to experience this whole radio thing. Maybe you can use him as a gopher that day.
All right, that's a deal. Linda, thank you. And again, great piece at Delaware Valley Journal today.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to next week.
Thank you, Linda. Linda Kearns here on Talk Radio 1210. Dan and I doing the final work up tomorrow for Mulligan's a week in advance with the hordes of people coming. Remember the highlights. You get to vote in the gravy sauce thing. Diane Cardano's event last night, people wanted to vote mail-in ballot. No. Can't mail-in ballot this. No. The sauce people, I think, would be like Biden-esque on that. So you got to show up there. We have like 7 or 8 judges of elections, a notary public. It'll be official. It will appear in Italian newspapers. I hear the premier of Italy is waiting for the results.
Sure.
855-839-1210. You get in. So we have that. We have the great debate with Linda. We have Scott Presler. We have our usual cast of characters. We have Joe of Columbus and his son's 21st birthday beer. And Johnny instructing me on bartending. And Dan's announcement now as a dad.
Woo!
We'll play with that. We'll get that in there. And the usual stuff. You got to come and see the unveiling of the 2025 Summer White House shirts that you'll be able to buy there. It's the most fun of the year, without a doubt. All right, 855-839-1210. Easy to get in. Our eyes are on Philadelphia. Are we going to see Philadelphia come out in this national news story? We're told that could happen already. We've seen the demonstrators. Texas, 5,000 members of the National Guard already on call for this weekend with the nonsense these protesters are doing here in Philadelphia. We expect to see more of that. 855-839-1210. All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It is Dom time. Tom Emmer is a bit of a rhino, but apparently today with the Sanctuary City stuff and state, Tim Walz, Byron Donalds took him apart later too. These guys not admitting that they are sanctuary cities or sanctuary states. They want to continue to play this game. And the Gestapo charge, as soon as you go Gestapo, you're losing, so they have to figure some way out of that when they get wound up and say it. Here's how it sounded with Representative Emmer and Tim Walz.
Governor, I'm going to run through a series of facts before I get to my questions, so let's get started. Governor Walz, you signed the Health and Human Services Omnibus Bill into law in May of 2023. That bill expanded Minnesota Care to provide free health care to illegal aliens. You signed the Higher Education Omnibus Bill into law in May of 2023. That bill allows illegals to have their college tuition paid for by the state. You signed the Driver's License for All Act into law in March of 2023, and that bill allows illegals to receive driver's licenses. So, you claim you're not a sanctuary state. You just provide free health care, free college, and driver's licenses to illegal aliens. One reason you're here testifying before us today is because you refuse to cooperate with ICE. While states like Florida and Virginia empower their law enforcement to detain and remove criminal illegal aliens, you, sir, have done just the opposite. Your attorney general is directing law enforcement to ignore ICE immigration detainers. Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Well, Congressman, it's good to see you again, and thank you for being here. First, I would say, as my job as governor of Minnesota is to make Minnesota the best state in the nation.
Do you agree with the attorney general's guidance?
Congressman, what I would say on this is that Minnesota follows all law.
It's a very easy question. And again, if you claim you're not a sanctuary state, you just claim that you support policies. You're not a sanctuary state, but you support policies that prevent ICE from doing their job.
Congressman,
isn't that right?
That is incorrect, Congressman. We follow the same laws when you were in the Minnesota House. The law has not changed,
sir. If you'll allow me, I've got limited time. Well, that's what you tweeted, by the way, sir. And on May 23rd, 2018, you tweeted, quote, "I support policies that keep law enforcement from enforcing federal laws," close quote. On May 17th, just this spring, at the University of Minnesota Law School's commencement ceremony, you said, quote, "Donald Trump's modern-day Gestapo is scooping folks up off the streets." When you said the words modern day Gestapo, you were referring to ICE agents. Gestapo, by the way, sir, was the official secret police of Hitler's Nazi Germany. So you're calling ICE agents modern day Nazis. Given the attacks on ICE agents that took place in Los Angeles over the weekend, don't you regard your dangerous inflammatory rhetoric as a problem?
The questions do you want me to answer first?
So, sir, it saddens me that you refuse to express regret from comparing ICE to Nazis. ICE agents are brave Americans who get up every morning, leave their families, and put their lives in harm's way to protect our country, sir. You, at the very least, owe an apology to these dedicated public servants. I will say, sir, inflammatory rhetoric such as yours and the other governors on this panel is responsible for putting a target on the back of every ICE agent who is risking their life to protect our communities. Minnesota is all too familiar, by the way, with the chaos that ensues when you refuse to work with law enforcement to enforce the law. In May 2020, looting, acts
of
violence.
All right, we got enough. Wall's not answering on this. Ultimately, I think his spin was, well, Trump is the one turning them into the Gestapo. All right, if we continue to go down this path, are we going to see this in Philadelphia and several other cities? Well, the governor of Texas has got a pretty good gut. Think so. That's why he's called up 5,000 National Guard in Texas just because of this weekend's events. And you're going to ask, well, politically, don't they get that? Don't they get this is a loser? Well, they get into their head like Gavin Newsom that you got to get the nomination. Polling has been better for him. They see him as a fighter. So he'll continue to do that. And if he gets the nomination, then he'll figure out how to pivot and appeal to other Americans. That's what's being done here. These are losing issues. And each day it gets to be more obvious. I got a lot of response, so I wanted to play it one more time, Henry. Here is what Ron DeSantis said. And again, I wish I'll have to take a look and see if the interview has a little bit more context to it. DeSantis says, under Florida law, if you are surrounded and you feel, reasonable man or woman, that you are under threat from these protesters, you have every right to drive your car through it. Not to speed up and try to hit them, but to drive your car through it. Here's what they said.
And we also have a policy that if you're driving on one of those streets and a mob comes and surrounds your vehicle and threatens you, you have a right to flee for your safety. And so if you drive off and you hit one of these people, that's their fault for impinging on you. You don't have to sit there and just be a sitting duck and let the mob grab you out of your car and drag you through the streets. You have a right to defend yourself in Florida.
All right. So there you go. Larry Krasner is going to tell us plans to hold a news conference on the anti-ICE protest. We'll see what the great man has to say. And I can just imagine what he'll say. Is he going to say, come here, blank around, and you'll find out, like he tells MAGA all the time? Or is he going to say, yeah, you know, freedom of speech? That's what we'll be looking at. You can bet. We'll see what he says in his news conference. I predict he's going to say, no, this is a welcoming city. You're able to express yourself, block traffic, do whatever you want. This weekend in Philadelphia is going to be really interesting. It's the flagship of all this. You heard what DeSantis said, though. And again, I think you have to be careful with this. I think he's exactly right. But you got to be careful in that you can't just speed up and all that. Dan and I talked about what he told Maisie. I told you what I said with Roe. Who knows under the gun, though? Do you have the will to say, I'm going to drive through this? I just told you my experience with all kinds of cops around at 4th and Market. They had in their head that a woman who was late to get to the airport and they had surrounded right here in downtown Philadelphia in front of Fox 29 had no right to move her car. They weren't going to move people out of there. I'm not blaming the average cop. This is the idiocy. What do you mean? She's crying to me. Can you move my car? Can you just imagine? They come out of the woodwork. They're jumping off buildings. You know, I'm driving a car through protesters. I don't think so. Ron DeSantis, where are you, buddy?
No, thank you.
Yeah, Dan, I would have tagged you in. Dan will help you out. You know, I was headed to Andy's Diner, too, and late because of this whole thing that went on. Bullhorns, the whole thing. They would say, well, they're not threatening you, but officer, they're imprisoning me. Philadelphia police are ill-informed on this intentionally. They're indoctrinated to be told many times it's unions. Sometimes it's Black Lives Matter. Let them do what they want. And your rights are not respected. In Florida, with Ron DeSantis, they are respected. You heard what he said. By law, you don't have to sit there and wait until they attack you. Now, you may have to go in front of a jury. You may, and I think you'd stand a good chance in Florida. You got to decide, do I want to go through that? How imminent is this? And none of us knows what we would do until we're faced with that situation. But I think it is better to try to get your car through there than to have them attack you. Once you get pulled from the car, anything like that, that's trouble. All right, 855-839-1210. All-time jerk. We're looking for that. Your reaction to the DeSantis thing, too, what he said here. I think in Florida, you'd have a much better chance. I think Florida still has the stand your ground law. You don't have to retreat. You can stand your ground. No one has a right to be threatening you with bodily harm. And if you exercise your Second Amendment rights in Florida, we've seen Zimmerman case, they're going to back you up probably. Now, these are awful decisions. You can't make them cavalierly. But I've seen this in Philadelphia where they just believe that so-called protesters can do what they want. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. Great event with Diane Cardano last night. Thanks to everybody that came out. Diane, my great friend and someone who knows how to get your home sold quickly and at top dollar. And if you're thinking about doing that, we made this point again and again last night. Even if it's some people there last night said, oh, it's going to be 2 years or so, but we're already getting ready. Diane welcomes that. She says that people buying homes today are pickier than ever. Diane Cardano from Cardano Realtors told us about rising inventory, fluctuating interest rates, but more that you'll get from her, how to stage your home second to none, the things that go into it, drone pictures of your house, what time of the year to take them. This is who you want to hook up with. I don't know if we'll be doing another one in the near future, but these are always great events to meet listeners, to see Diane in action. So if you want an experience, if you missed it, you can always reach out to Diane directly because when selling your home, you have to be prepared. All you have to do is call Diane now. Or maybe I'm refreshing your memory. You watched it on YouTube or whatever. You still had a question. Call Diane Cardano now, 215-576-8666. 215-576-8666 to schedule an appointment. You can also hit Diane up at dianescalendar.com. 215-576-8666.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Okay, it is Dom time. We'll take you to Larry Krasner. He's got all these people standing up. I'm not sure if he's seated or not. Sometimes he does that.
No, he's standing today.
Oh, he's standing?
Yeah, but yeah. Everyone else is too, so there's
everybody
equality.
Is standing. Yes. Lady with yes. the walker saying, a jerk! But let's take him off the
there
board.
There it is, yeah.
This insufferable, when he cleans the glasses. Oh, my God. I don't think Jim, all right, who's a bigger jerk, Krasner or Kenny? I say Krasner.
Krasner.
What do you say, Henry?
Yeah, I'll go with Krasner.
Krasner, Kenny's even over Kenny.
No, he's a stooge.
No, he's just more of a stooge.
I think so.
Yeah, I would agree. He's a jerk, too, but he's a stooge. Krasner is the real deal.
Yeah, he's intentional.
He is intentional, up and down the line. He's cutting. And look, we told Judge Dugan, you missed your chance when he brought your wife's name up. Say, I don't care what the hell you ask. I'm not leaving, and neither's who, you punk. Right there was a viral one. What would Krasner have done? Clean his glasses? That's it. Clean your glasses. What are you going to say? Oh, well, you're not capable of being DA. You have a temper. Philadelphia loves that. Come on, Judge. Run again. Rectify that mistake with this guy. We'll take you to that. What is he telling us? You know what he's going to lecture, Dan? And any MAGA types that think you're going to come to Philadelphia and cause trouble. Meanwhile, these mobs from around the area are coming here to block streets, do God knows what. He's going to lead with, you MAGA types, remember, stay out of Philadelphia, or you know what. That's my prediction. All right. Leslie Fishapine on Twitter has jumped into the ring. She would like to debate Linda Kearns. I don't know if we can have a tag team match. I know Linda's bringing some people. Oh, God.
Linda will tag in Matt DeSantis.
Yeah, Matt DeSantis is going to be somewhere. If Matt DeSantis shows
up. From the top
up and,
rope.
I don't think we want to be pitting producers there. But, you know, I would never say anything negative about Matt, but if we had a debate just on upper echelon at all, I could handle that. All right, 855 Matt, what would it take for you to come over here? Come on, Matt. Hey, call it. Answer this. All right, put down the Zioli Show stuff for a minute. Come on. All right, here is, let me take some cards, and I want to play you last night on CNN, Badia Ungar-Saragan, making the point, did President Trump not say again and again and again there would be massive deportations? Here's a little bit of Trump criticism, though, and Dan, you may see this out there now. You know, we'll play it so I get it exactly right. Trump, just moments ago, saying, well, I don't know if we'll be deporting. The farmers need people. And what about our hotel and leisure? You know what? The farming is I get that. That's a difficult thing. So are we all in is what I'm asking, that people be deported? Now, Trump is waffling. And when he starts with the hotel stuff, no, buddy. We're not having armies of people that don't belong here, and we're going to keep them in a hotel. And what are you going to tell ICE they can't go into hotels? They can't go into these big leisure things.
I got the audio if you want.
Yeah, to. This bothers me when he gets off script and he goes here.
Peter.
Thank you, President Trump. I have two. First, on immigration. What made you change your mind about targeting in California farmers and people in the hotel and leisure business?
Well, we're not targeting. In fact, if you look today, I put out a statement today about farmers. Our farmers are being hurt badly by, you know, they have very good workers. They've worked for them for 20 years. They're not citizens, but they've turned out to be, you know, great. And we're going to have to do something about that. We can't take farmers and take all their people and send them back because they don't have maybe what they're supposed to have, maybe not. And you know what's going to happen and what is happening? They get rid of some of the people because, you know, you go into a farm and you look and people don't, they've been there for 20, 25 years and they've worked great and the owner of the farm loves them and everything else. And then you're supposed to throw them out. And you know what happens? They end up hiring the people, the criminals that have come in, the murderers from prisons and everything else. So we're going to have an order on that pretty soon, I think. We can't do that to our farmers and leisure too, hotels. We're going to have to use a lot of common sense on that.
All right. Am I lacking common sense here, Dan? How do you hear that? Waffling.
Well, waffling, and also, I mean, reading between the lines, I hate to be that guy, but Trump has a very invested stake in the leisure hotel industry. I just feel like it's kind of,
right.
You know.
I think the average person listening now goes, all right, look at this. The farm thing is a difficult thing. What did we do, though? We had agreements. You come here, you pick the crops, and then you go. We've had that historically. But no, not the hotels and leisure. No, we're not going down that path. And I was just ready to praise because President Trump has reversed the Biden migrant economy as the new jobs are now, Breitbart reports today, in just 5 months, go to Americans. That's what we want. So are you okay? And he's talking about an executive order in which he would say farms and apparently hotels and leisure.
You're not cool.
No. Not at all. And the farming thing, even I'd have to admit, and I told you, we had a way of dealing with that before. Are you okay with that? Don't be afraid.
Is he building any hotels? Because
an executive order to say what? That you can be here illegally and be in hotels? 855-839-1210. All right, let me go to Robert in Bensalem on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, afternoon to you.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you. And Joe from Columbus is right. You hit us with things that make us want to snap out while we're on hold trying to say something else.
Well, what do you think of that, Robert? I mean, this creates confusion. I realize the farming thing, and we brought in migrant workers, and all. Historically we've done that in a way that was effective.
Seasonal visa.
Yeah. Yep. Go ahead, Robert. Oops.
I think we can do it at the same time. We can get rid of the illegals and still keep the seasonal visas for the workers
right.
to come into farms. But I agree with you on the hotel stuff, okay? Just concentrate on two things. Deport as many as you can and change the census laws. End of story.
Right.
That will end the problem right there. But before I get to
let's underline that so it goes ahead. That's a brilliant point so that listeners know the census laws and that triggers electoral votes and the number of Congress people you get. Let's keep them out. You got to be a citizen to count. And I think a lot of this starts to dry up.
Absolutely. And the funding. The federal funding increases population. I just wanted to know if Dan and Maisie have decided on a name for their coming baby girl.
Dan?
Sorry, I'm listening to Krasner.
No, I'm sorry. A name for the put the jerk Krasner down for a moment. No name yet. We would have a big ceremony here.
Oh yeah, we'll let you know.
He's going to announce it. Mulligans, be there. Only
sorry
to the
about
people,
that, Robert.
Only to the people at Mulligans will they know the name.
Thank you for asking, sir. I didn't hear what you had to say.
The consumer price index, real quick, only went up 0.13% last month. That's an amazing thing. And my answer to the side question. Man, I came up with another one, but I'm going to follow the Earl rule and not change my answer anymore. So I'm going to stick with Keith Olbermann, who I think will always be an all-time jerk,
Mount Rushmore.
Have a great day, Doc.
Thank you, Robert. I don't know that that wins, but Olbermann's got to be in there.
What do you ask, my daughter's name?
Yeah, the daughter's name,
We have front runner, but we're going to keep it close still.
Can you give us a front runner?
No, I'm not telling you the front runner. No.
Well, give us 10
names.
I'm
not going to spoil any surprise.
How about give us 10 names today then that might be? Dom is a beautiful name for a girl. Dominica.
Give us the letters that might be in
the name. Yeah, it might be. Any letters that might be in. Yes.
I'd like to buy a vowel.
A-E-I.
Okay.
There you go.
All right, ladies out there, I know particularly you're keeping on your scorecard at home.
Wheel of Fortune.
What will happen? And when will the naming be? Is there a deadline?
No, because we're actually butting heads about it right now, me and Maisie. Maisie.
Whoa,
and I.
Wait a minute now. Henry.
Wait,
wait a minute, Henry, you buried the lead here. You're not married or anywhere near that we know of. Dan is violating one of my top 10 commandments. You really don't have any say in this. Maisie,
well, I don't have any say, but when there's something so obvious, Dom, that
Maisie
just makes
might
no sense.
Be nice, but
no,
come
no,
on.
Because you're going to agree with me here because I it's 100% Maisie's decision,
right?
But okay. The one that my personal front runner right. is the one that everyone else's is. It's Daisy, and she's against it, but it just makes so much darn sense. That's why I'm like, come on, we gotta go that way. She's against it. She's against
Wait,
it. So,
are you saying it's Maisie's decision, like ultimately?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Why?
Don't you know that?
Because she's the one holding a child
That's
in her
right.
belly.
I
right.
suppose.
She's the one that yes. can't sleep at night. She's the one that's
exactly
you know, in pain.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
That earns you the right to name him. Right.
I mean, I don't want to fight back, but like I kind of do.
Well,
like, I'm just saying, this is the name you're going to call this person for their entire natural lives.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, that's why you marry a person that you can trust to name a child.
Henry, you'll learn a lot here. That's right. You can't be fooled around with this. Yes. And any guy that calls in and says he named it, they're a liar. We know it.
Hold on. You have a Dom Jr., don't you?
Yes. Well, that was Roe, though.
No, Liza, come on. You got to.
Yeah, well, DJ, that she changed it.
You were the first one that suggested it, and then she was
no,
like, okay.
No, I did not.
No?
I wouldn't do it. Yeah, no. I don't need that. We already had to. He would have been the fourth. I mean, come on. And the middle name was all Joseph. Well, one was Anthony, but Italians, right? It would be DJ anyhow, you know, four, IV. He would have gotten killed. No. 855-839-1210. I would say, though, the second one, if it's a boy, Dan does get a little bit of partial naming right there.
Bruce says I'm whipped for leaving it up to Maisie.
What?
Yeah.
You know what, Dan? These are the guys who truly are whipped. They live in a fantasy world.
True,
they
man.
Don't real. Roe is not even 5 feet, but who do you think on this is immovable? If I said it's going to be this name, what do you think Roe is going to do? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
No way. Historically, Henry, come on now.
I mean, I get where you're coming from, but like at the same time, I feel like it's got to be a joint decision. You got to come to some sort of.
Oh, man.
I mean, I think the conversation is a joint conversation, but the ultimate decision, like if she doesn't like a name, there's no way we're naming a name that she doesn't like.
Exactly.
Right, yeah.
Exactly.
No, I can get that much.
Women are skillful at making you believe that you're influencing them on. God knows what Maisie's doing with this. All right. 855-839-1210. You can get me. You heard President Trump say, executive order. When it comes to farming, we already know how to handle that. But hotels and leisure, no. This just creates, and if he does executive order, I don't care, it's president, it doesn't matter. I'm against that. Are you? Or is this, okay, let's do that. How many other things should we carve out? How many other exceptions where you can have people here working illegally? Well, yeah, that makes a good idea. Well, that's how we got into this whole thing. All right, big news. Rescue Natural Supplements is rolling back the clock and prices. That's right, the supplements you trust at prices you haven't seen in over a decade. Plus, they're offering a massive 33% off on top of the already discounted 2010 rollback pricing. That's every product, omega-3s, probiotics, joint support, everything. Prices roll back to get you ready for summer. Just use the code WELLNESS at checkout for 33% off your entire order on Rescue single bottles. To order, call a Rescue product consultant at 826-ALIVE, 800-262-5483, or shop online by visiting res-q.com, res-q.com. Feel better, get active, turn back the clock with Rescue's 2010 pricing. Again, use that code WELLNESS, 33% off any single bottle. That code, WELLNESS. For 33% off on top of 2010 rollback pricing. Get healthy, get saving at res-q.com. Do it today. All right, Dom Giordano show. Watching Scott Bessent, the Treasury Secretary, testify, it's just a masterclass. The guy's great. And he's great whenever he's the front man. All right, Dan, we have a report, though, from Larry the K.
Yeah.
Larry Krasner has spoken at his news conference about this weekend.
Yeah, we're going to go a couple minutes behind, Dom, but I think this is newsworthy enough to take a listen to. Take a listen.
That you will be getting more information from the police commissioner later today in a different press event, and from the mayor in a different press event. I do want you to understand that there's not a lot of sunlight between us here. We all agree about what needs to go down. We all agree what time it is and what needs to happen here. So let me go to that, because not only will Amanda Hedrick be on call all weekend to deal with any issues that may arise, so will I. And there will not be charges brought in relation to what I anticipate will be nonviolent protest activity that is protected by the Constitution I swore to uphold, there will not be charges brought without my eyes being on it. And by eyes being on it, I mean eyes looking at the video, seeing what the police documentation is, and talking through with a lot of very smart, very expert people here, what the law suggests and what justice looks like in these cases. We will be very careful, and I know, based on the experience I've had with this commissioner, not only yesterday, but also in terms of the management of the Penn campus, I know that there's going to be a lot of careful thought at that end as well. And that is perhaps, among other things, for this reason. Sadly, we need to talk about what is causing the commotion in L.A. We cannot fall into the trap that Pastor Nick Taliaferro mentioned, where somehow the story of a torture murder by a police officer named Derek Chauvin that played out over 9 minutes on video and frankly scandalized the world, somehow that got written out of the narrative. And the narrative became, oh, but look at the reaction, as if there had not been a cause. It's really not that complicated. Criminals don't like me. Criminals don't like my administration. Criminals don't like me for a reason. And that is because, unlike the President of the United States, who has 34 felony convictions and therefore can candidly and honestly be called a criminal, which is what he is, unlike him, I believe in equality. He does not. You know this because of the talk about black pilots. You know this because of all this weaponization around diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know this by the fact that he has been endorsed in two separate election cycles by the Ku Klux Klan. You know this because his own grandfather was arrested as a member of the Ku Klux Klan. Okay? You know what he is.
Oh, man.
He is a racist, he is a criminal, and he, very, very, very much like Adolf Hitler, does not believe in equality, who called equality a degenerate notion. Well, the documents written in the city of Philadelphia a long time ago said we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all people are created equal. Of our democracy.
All people are created equal? Let's look that up here in our Funkin' Wagnall. Is that the word, all people are created equal? Is that the word? This guy wants to talk about the Constitution, this little insufferable weasel. We can't beat this guy. All right, back to the all men are created equal. Let's go back to the point he made here, Dan. What's this telling the average cop in Philadelphia? Let them do whatever the hell they want. Let them go wild. Because I'm going to come in, Zapruder film, like this is fourth and one on the goal line. And I know what I'm going to, what he's going to say. Oh, experts say the cop was wrong here. Commissioner?
With any issues that may arise, so will I. And there will not be charges brought in relation to what I anticipate will be nonviolent protest activity that is protected by the Constitution I swore to uphold. There will not be charges brought without my eyes being on it. And by eyes being on it, I mean eyes looking at the video, seeing what the police documentation is, and talking through with a lot of very smart, very expert people here.
Okay. So that means if they surround you, they, you know, want to force you to listen to whatever they have to say. That's in the Constitution. What Constitution? You couldn't even quote correctly. Keep that one for tomorrow, Dan, a couple of those. He'll have eyes on it. That's a signal, as if they needed it. Do whatever you want. That's what Philadelphia is about. And the police commissioner that he praises there is complicit in this. My eyes on that cop that did the right thing trying to subdue people on Tuesday when the mob was marching down the street. And I hope he gets into no difficulty. Dan, do you know, probably not yet, did he go off on ice this time around? Trying to chill them. No, but that's...
I'm listening along with you on this one, Don.
Okay, but that's that's the attitude. Imagine being an ICE officer, having to be in a place with this man. Judge Dugan, do the right thing. You got to run, buddy. You got to run here. You got to make a shot at this. That I hope there are enough people that just can't stand what this guy's about. All right, give me a reaction to that. we'll get more jerks. Krasner might be in the lead. We've got some great ones, though. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.